You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, it's Thursday evening, and the most interesting thing in tech is a piece that Tim Cook just wrote for Time about privacy. And there are at least three levels that are interesting. So the first is in the special Davos issue of Time, which involves all these people who are going to Davos, talking about the things that are most important to them. It really feels like a Mark Benioff issue. It feels like Mark Benioff channeling people he's connected to on the most important ideas and issues in the world. It seemed, to me at least, as the first issue where you could really see Benioff's stamp on Time. So that's interesting. Second level of interest is, of course, Apple and privacy. Apple has always been pushing hard on privacy, or at least in recent years has pushed really hard on privacy. And it's kind of, in some ways, easy for them to do that, right? They sell phones. They want you to feel better about their phone. They don't sell data. They're not in the attention economy. They're in the hardware economy. So it's much easier for them to take a strong stand on privacy than it is for Facebook, Google, Microsoft, even Amazon. But it's not just a cynical ploy. You talk to the people at Apple, they genuinely do really care about privacy. It's not just a way to differentiate themselves from Android phones. It's something Tim Cook believes deep down. Now, onto the specific idea. So he wrote a piece and calls for some principles, and they're very much the same principles as we've seen in GDPR. People should know what data is being collected about it, that they should be able to access it, that they should be able to delete it. Those are kind of the principles we've already got. But then he has a specific idea, which is that the FTC should set up a system for registering data brokers. A data broker is a company that collects data on people, packages it, sells it to advertisers, or sells it to somebody else, right? So you visit a website, some data is collected, it's cross-referenced with possibly your IP address and your email address. A data broker might take that data, combine it with credit card information, combine it with information purchased somewhere else, and then sell it to whoever wants it, whether a political candidate wants it, whether advertising wants it, whether a platform wants it. There's this whole kind of creepy but interesting shadow economy that data brokers have created. So Cook is saying, let's put that out in the open, let's make it part of the FTC. Of course that sounds good, right? We definitely want more access to information about us. We should know more about what these data brokers do. On the other hand, the counter might be, well, actually, the data brokers remove a bunch of friction in the economy. They make a lot of businesses work more easily, and it's the kind of thing where people aren't actually harmed, but a lot of people might get really exercised if this goes out in the open. That might be the counter argument. In any case, I think Cook's idea makes a great deal of sense, but let's see whether our government, which is currently shut down, could actually create a new part of the FTC, which I highly doubt. Anyway, kudos to Tim Cook for putting it out there, and I'll see you tomorrow.